Hello guys, today we'll be talking about AI and the pros and cons of it. I'm here with a very special guest, including Ben King, Manny, Alexa, Emma, Rowan, and Steven. How you guys doing today?
I'm doing amazing.
AI is something that's kind of new technology coming out, and it is changing the way that students look at education, and it changes the way that we are able to access information. There are many different types of AIs that we can get, including art. AI art has also become very popular. But also, it's not all good. There are some disadvantages to it, and there are some very bad and harmful things that could go on, even in the environment. And so, let's start off with Rowan. Rowan, what's your opinion on this?
Some pros about AI are that it can help with disabilities, and like it can help people function when they have trouble doing so in certain ways. For example, in a Virginia Tech article, someone named Dylan Losey, he said that AI and robotics can open doors for people living with physical disabilities, which I agree with, and I think that it could be a very useful tool. It helps them regain independence, and it helps them increase mobility, rehabilitation, and some robots can help children gain the ability to walk again, which is huge, and it can be a very big help and a very great invention for our society.
Thank you, Rowan. That's some very insightful information.
Thank you, Carmen.
Yes, we got Steven with his opinion over here.
It is evident as the promise of this technology is a higher quality of life for everyday users. AI also allows for advancements in science and technology.
Very interesting point there, Steven. AI could also help do research and get things more done quicker. Efficiently.
And quicker, yeah.
Thank you. You know, people also think it's bad, though. That's what my friend here, Manny, thinks.
So some of the cons concern artists and authors, models, screenwriters, and other professions which have been replaced, causing a loss in human jobs. This is called the displacement effect, and there are even shows like The Black Mirror that have created possible scenarios of the negative effects. And it's very hard to imagine healthcare officials or lawyers who don't understand their jobs, so safety is really at risk.
Yeah, great point there, Manny. I agree with that.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Manny. We have Ben King with his opinion on pollution.
Now, with the pollution, we have a quote, "Most large-scale AI deployments are housed in data centers, including those operated by cloud service providers. These are terrible for the environment. Also, the production of electronics and pieces which are used to build them are incredibly harmful to our environment and to our..." It produces a lot of pollution. And toxic substances like mercury are used in these processing centers.
Thank you, Ben, for that information. Let's go over to Emma, who also is for AI.
Let's start with the pros. AI is incredibly efficient. It can produce huge amounts of data faster than any human ever could. That means better medical diagnoses, smarter weather predictions, and even personalized learning tools in classrooms. AI also helps automate boring or dangerous tasks. Think robots exploring deep sea wrecks or AI systems detecting fraud in businesses. It saves time and money by streamlining everything from customer service to inventory tracking.
Thank you, Emma. With opinion on the other side, let's go to Emma. Alexa, I'm sorry.
Of course, there are cons too. One big concern is job loss. As machines become more capable, some fear that human workers will be replaced, especially in fields like transportation, manufacturing, and even customer support. Another issue? Bias. AI learns from data, and if that data reflects human prejudices, AI can reflect and even amplify those biases. That's a major problem in areas like hiring or law enforcement. And let's not forget privacy. AI often relies on massive data collection, raising serious questions about who owns our information and how it's being used.
Yeah, great point there, Alexa. With the job loss, yeah, I also agree with that very much, because people are losing jobs due to AI from, like, making photos or even lyrics in a song, you could just ask AI to do that for you and it'll come up with the answer in literally 1 second. So yeah, job loss is a big risk at stake with AI.
Steven, though, that does raise an interesting question. If AI could do this job, is it really important that people are doing this job and just AI could take it over and do their jobs more efficiently?
That's a very interesting question. There are certain elements that I think only humans can magnify. Like art, for example, it kind of just feels, it feels lifeless when it's made by AI. It can be cool and it can be easy, but there's a certain element to art that when a human makes it and a human creates it, it makes it much more special. And I'm scared that we're going to lose that fact.
Nah, you tripping, cuh.
Thanks, Ben.
There's some fire AI art out there,
Ben,
cuh.
Ben, let's keep it professional over here. I'm not saying jobs like that. I'm saying jobs such as weather reporters and stuff that AI could do much better and much more efficiently than other people.
I believe that AI can be a good thing. It just needs to be very restricted, like limited. And we can't just use it for everything that we can be doing. We have to figure out some sort of balance between human creation and AI.
Thank you, Alexa. I do agree with that. And did you guys see the new AI video things? I know that's been going around.
Oh, yeah. I don't Those think things, it's realistic.
Like a deep fake, yeah.
Yeah, with the babies and stuff.
Yeah. I feel like you can always tell when it's fake, though. There's a certain quality about it that just makes it, you know that it's fake.
Everything looks airbrushed. It's weird.
Yes. It's like too perfect.
Like me, yeah. But I'm not AI, but I am too perfect.
Ben, stop.
Ben, are you AI?
No, but I do have a nasty crossover.
What?
Oh?
Let's not.
What?
So we
it's
decided
an Alan
that
Iverson reference. It's like what?
We decided that it would be a great idea to go around and interview some students and teachers on their opinions on the effects of AI and using AI in the workplace and in life. Whoever recorded those, we got a bunch of yeses and we got a bunch of noes.
No, we didn't.
Yeah,
we
let's
got,
go over to
like
the recordings
no.
right now from right. Manny.
No, it's from Ben actually.
From Ben actually.
I'll play it for you guys, cuh. Golly, bro.
Should AI be banned?
No.
What about you, sir?
Oh, we got ton of no's. Right? No yeses.
What about you, sir?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, even if you do, I would just...
Nah.
All right.
Huh.
It's just one question. Should AI be banned?
AI should not be banned because I think it's a valuable resource, and whether the resource is used correctly or not is more on the people using it, but the actual banning of it should not happen.
There's definitely a little bit of bias there in the student body versus the teachers. I think if we asked some teachers as well, they would probably give us some yeses.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, sorry, carry on, proceed.
Ooh. Even with those recordings, I do agree I'm that so we got sorry. Some valuable information, but also I do agree with Rowan that there is bias within the student body because these students are benefiting a lot from AI rather than other people that maybe are getting their jobs taken from AI.
Yeah, students are just using AI for just their schoolwork and that purpose only. So let's go over to the teachers' interviews and see what they're saying.
I don't think we have the teacher interviews, but the poll reflects some of the same information. We had about 7 yeses from the teachers we interviewed, but some of them also said no, because when used correctly, AI can be a really helpful tool in a lot of different ways.
I know that I asked, a few teachers as to what their opinions are, and I didn't get recordings, but I had mixed results. I had both yeses and noes. And it didn't really seem like the kind of teacher that they were reflected their opinions.
My bio teacher, for one, she actually really thinks that ChatGPT can be a very helpful resource. We can use it for review materials. You can put in your notes and ask for a test review or some flashcards or something like that. She just believes it shouldn't be abused, which I actually agree with. And I think that that could be a very useful way to use the resource.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know it helped me schedule, come up with what to say to a doctor when trying to get something diagnosed recently. So, it can be helpful, but
there are always risks.
Yeah. Another important point to consider is the environmental impact, because it's a little known fact that every AI search is equivalent to dumping out a 16-ounce bottle of water. The resources needed for each search can be very, it is not very cost efficient and requires a lot of energy.
It's a big question, is it worth the damages that could be done? In certain cases, yes, and in certain cases, no. I think we need to have more research on necessarily how AI works and how it can have a detrimental impact on our environment. It really depends on, if you're using it just to get your schoolwork done, I think that there could be a better solution to that. But yeah. If you're using it in order to help you create a website or something like that, that could actually be very helpful. It's all about weighing the pros and cons.
Yeah,
great point.
I actually think that it's the opposite. I think creating a website has a creative element to it, and homework is just kind of a monotonous task. So I think that it should be, like, AI should be used to automate monotonous and repetitive things and not replace creative aspects, which I think building a website is.
I actually agree with Ben on this one, surprisingly.
So do I.
And I do think building a website is something that involves the human skill and their ideas and
their creativity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And I also think there's some homework assignments where I'm just like, I don't want to be doing this all day. It's repetitive, and that's something that AI could definitely help with and just streamline the process so I have other time to do building websites or creating art like some people do.
Yeah.
Okay, going on to our next part of the podcast is the argument part. Does anyone would want to argue first?
I would like to say that I think AI has more benefits than it does cons, because the possibilities are seemingly endless with all of the ways it can help in the medical industry, helping replace people's jobs and make tasks so much more efficient.
I will agree with him in that sense, because there are certain robots and there's AI that could actually perform a surgery from a different country. We were learning about this. There are robots with the use of AI that can now, like, completely perform an open heart surgery on someone sitting
that
in a different...
That is terrifying.
How does that happen?
I have no idea, actually.
I think the AI can instruct the person on what to do.
Oh, that's still terrifying.
I don't believe that the AI is performing the surgery itself. I do believe that Manny is right.
I mean, there
saying.
Are robots that can perform surgery.
Yeah,
there
no,
are robots,
it's
but
robots
not the AI itself.
For most surgeries, and, like, for surgeries that are that, like, precise, I do think that it's robots, like, that the surgeons control. They're probably just replacing the surgeon controlling it with an AI controlling it, which is not
that's just
so
or
that
it
crazy.
could be the fact that there's a robot doing it and there are humans in a different country controlling it, like using AI and controlling it and then having
that,
it perform
yeah.
the tasks.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, because in a lot of
no, that yeah. that makes sense, Ben.
Right, because in a lot of cases the AI can eliminate a human error, which is another pro.
But if there was, like, a case of an emergency and the AI didn't process it fast enough, someone could die, and I think that's really terrifying.
Right.
Yeah, because AI could always get misinformation from the internet.
But technology always does stuff like that. Like, what if you're trying to give someone the Heimlich maneuver, but you don't know how, so you look up a tutorial on YouTube and you have an ad. So I still think that tutorials
think
YouTube on
YouTube
are a good thing.
I don't think YouTube would put a tutorial up for that. Like, I don't think.
I also.
I also don't think there's a Heimlich tutorial on YouTube.
I think.
Yes, there is.
I'm also wondering.
Yes, there is.
Dude, are you kidding?
I'm also wondering.
Thank you guys for your opinions today. And our time here is running short, but I really enjoyed my time with you guys, and I hope the listeners at home have learned pros and cons of AI.
Also.
Stop.
Before we